Hi, friends. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings, translated into American English at my site, Waldo Reedy, and comment. My email is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming, wonderful future world is at hand. Today is June 17th, 2026. The inspired solar lunar calendar date is Tammuz 2, 5787. So, today's events, I could summarize it very simply by saying no news is good news. But what we really want to do is continue in Hosea to see just how bad it's going to get here. Hosea 13, verse 1. As productive worthless, that's the meaning of the word Ephraim, phonetically Ephraim, spoke trembling. That is the main nation of Israel to the north of Judah. He was exalted in most powerful prevails, that is Israel. He trespassed through the Lord. How do you trespass through the Lord? Well, we better find out because it says, and died. Verse 2, now they increasingly miss the target. They fashion statues for themselves from their silver. That is idolatry. That's how you trespass through the Lord. You have images that are totally evil, totally idolatrous. Craftsmen constructed handiworks as they understand all of it. They said to him, human slaughtering must kiss calves. No, that is not what Supreme wants. Verse 3, consequently, they will be like the morning cloud. It'll be gone. And like the dew, they go early. Like wind-driven chaff, they disappear from the threshing floor. And like smoke from a chimney that goes up and is gone. Verse 4, I am his eternal originator, your most powerful from double stronghold land since the time of Egypt. This is his inspired statement here that Hosea is recording. I put it in red. You must not recognize mighty ones and his demons except me. None of the mighty ones are for real. They're all phonies. They're all failures. No one gives you victory except me. So you want victory, well, you have to look to Supreme. Verse 5, I knew you in desert and the land of scarcities as their feeding area. He took them across an extreme area there and brought them into the inheritance. Verse 6, they were satisfied. Their heart was exalted, so they ignored me. Once they got to this promised land, this inheritance, they just followed with more rebellion and more stubbornness. They were worse than ever. Verse 7, I will be to them like the lion. I will lie in wait like the leopard on the path. Verse 8, I will encounter them like the bereaved bear. Boy, you don't want to encounter a bear that's had her cub killed. I will tear open their heart's pericardium. That's death. I will devour them like a lion. Now, that's not pericarditis, by the way. That's the death. The field animal will mangle them. Terrible results. And that's in the next few days and weeks. What's going to culminate here? Verse 9, most powerful prevails. That again is phonetically Israel. It will destroy you. Why would he destroy Israel? Israel, of course, is not what we call Israel over there in the area of Jerusalem. Israel is the nine nations that were taken into captivity and never have been back to the promised area. Your help is with me. We don't seem to know that, though. We don't trust Supreme at all, one whit. Where is your ruler? Will he liberate you and all your towns, those managing you ethically? Are they going to help? You told them, you must give me a ruler. Yeah, he didn't go for that, but he let them do that because he knew they wanted to be just like the pagans. This pagan is a pagan, and even more so. Verse 11, I gave you a ruler with my nose, meaning bent out of shape. He did not approve, but he gave them a ruler so they'd learn. I took in my outpouring. That's interesting. He has been trying to teach us lessons for thousands of years. Verse 13, productive, worthless element has been bound. His offense has been hidden. Verse 13, pains of one in labor will come on him. He is not a wise son. He will not endure a time of fathering sons. We're not in a marriage and family type of mindset at all. We're very evil. Verse 14, I will release them from lifelessness hands. We're at the end of the rope, and life is not our choice. I will ransom them from lifelessness. He'll have to bring us back from death and teach us lessons even 1,000 years from now in a second lifetime. Lifelessness, where are your diseases? Hidden, that's the grave. Where is your destruction? To Supreme, it is not very important. To us, it's like life and death. You know, we've got the choice. Sorrow has been hidden from my eyes. Verse 15, he will connect among siblings. Dynamic originator will go east, going up from desert. His spring will disappoint. His fountain will dry up. He will strip treasury of every desirable thing. Verse 16, watching place will be desolate. That was the main center of the northern nations of Israel, separate from the southern nations of Judah. She was contentious with her most powerful. They will fall with a sword. Their infants will be dashed to pieces. That didn't just happen anciently. That's going to happen here again to us. In fact, it is happening. His pregnant women will be ripped open. That's a horrible, horrible situation. And it is going on right now in this country. It's only going to get worse. We have not even got a lick of sense. We are so rebellious, so unethical. We have not even begun to embrace any sort of ethics. The most ethical people among us are very unethical. So it's nothing to be excited about. Well, I think it's time to come to our conclusions here. Basically, they're the same every day. We must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee lying. We must flee coveting. We must flee stealing. We must be being renovated, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.